The state senate is given preliminary approval to legislation aimed at tamping down prescription drug costs. But the senate bill is significantly weaker than the version of the legislation that has already passed the House of Delegates. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
The bill tasks a new prescription drug affordability board with collecting information about drug prices and identifying those that may be too expensive. Under the House's version, the board could set upper limits for how much residents pay for certain drugs beginning in July 2021. The Senate bill directs the board to study the issue and report back to the legislature by the end of 2020 with the best way to reduce drug costs. Senator Clarence Lamb, a physician who represents parts of Baltimore and Howard counties, said he worries the new version isn't sufficient.
As I was campaigning last year, one of the main issues a lot of folks, especially seniors, had brought up were the rising costs of prescription drugs. And I guess the operative word there is rising.
The Senate has scheduled a final vote today. The House and Senate will need to agree on a final version before the legislature adjourns Monday night. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.